This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There are many in Michigan already feeling uneasy at the idea of those 62-year-old twin oil pipelines running along the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. That aging Line 5 can carry 540,000 barrels of oil and natural gas liquids each day. And even as Enbridge promises to keep the pipelines maintained and says it has an emergency response team in place, here's something no one can control: big, huge, turbulent waves. Detroit Free Press reporter Keith Matheny is back with us now. Keith, what did the Coast Guard tell you about concerns over wave turbulence in the Straits?
Both the Coast Guard and Marine Pollution Control, which is Enbridge's contracted marine spill responder. If there was ever an oil leak from an Enbridge pipeline out in the Great Lakes, this is the company they hired to go out and respond to it. Both entities, this contractor and the Coast Guard, have told me if waves reach a height of 3 to 5 feet, it would effectively prevent them from going out on the water in their boats and deploying the types of things that contain an oil spill and start to clean it up.
The kinds of things Enbridge says, don't worry, we've got this covered.
Enbridge has certainly talked quite a bit about the amount of personnel and equipment that they have staged in the Straits area in the event of a spill on Line 5. But there hasn't been an awful lot of talk about how that equipment and manpower would go out and do the job if there's bad weather. And of course, there's bad weather with some frequency in the Straits.
In fact, your story for the Free Press had a lot of information on how often we see significant wave heights in the Straits. And I guess really it shouldn't be a surprise.
It really shouldn't. And I went to the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory, which is an offshoot of NOAA, the weather folks, and they have historical data on marine weather in the Straits, and it showed that 3 to 5 foot seas happen with some frequency. You're looking at like maybe 24 days a year where for the entire day, waves averaged higher than that height. And then when you look at when waves were that height for just a portion of the day, it expands out to pretty close to 3 months of the year.
So here you have the Coast Guard and you have the very company that Enbridge contracted with to get out there and start dealing with the spill, saying the boats couldn't go out. So it sure does not take much imagination to think of the nightmare that would happen if Line 5 ruptured when the waves are kicking up that way, does it?
You go back to some of the modeling that's been done by the University of Michigan, by NOAA, that's looked at what a Line 5 spill would look like, and it's a blob of oil out on the surface of the lake that starts to spread and dissipate and go different places and head for shoreline. Now, Enbridge certainly emphasizes that they wouldn't be completely idle while the waves were kicked up. There are things they could do to protect shoreline, and that's all great, and it's very important. But when we think about what we've sort of been promised, we imagine that they would be out there responding as quickly as possible to contain a spill in one place and to start to clean it up. And that's the type of activity out there with boats that wouldn't be happening. We know from the models the currents are very dynamic in the Straits, and a spill would actually sort of slosh back and forth in both directions. You could get it going as far down as Roger City on the Lake Huron side over a course of some days, and it could reach out to like Beaver Island and Lake Michigan side. So every bit of time that is not being addressed out on the water would make it more difficult to recover oil.
What did Enbridge say to you when you asked for some kind of reaction?
They emphasized, again, that they would be active and still able to do a lot of different things to work on collecting spill. They didn't, however, dispute the finding, and I don't really know how they could, when the two key responders, the Coast Guard and their own contracted marine pollution control company, say, we just can't put our people in jeopardy if it's not safe to be out in boats. Incidentally, the president of Marine Pollution Control also told me they wouldn't operate on boats at night out on the Straits due to the dangers of doing so. So imagine a Line 5 spill was discovered at around sunset. We would not see activity out there to contain it and collect it, according to their person, throughout the night until sunrise the next morning.
I've got to wonder why this has not been part of the debate up until now over Line 5.
I frankly can't tell you that. What got me on this story is I attended Enbridge's Line 5 spill response exercise that they conducted in the Straits of Mackinac in September, and we were out on a boat talking to an individual from Marine Pollution Control, and he happened to just kind of mention this during the course of conversation, and sort of a red flag went up for me. I really can't tell you why there hasn't been more discussion of this, and we haven't even gotten into the issue of what about in winter when there's ice. Obviously, that is very complicating and difficult in its own right. I've heard from Coast Guard personnel there are some methods available to work on a spill in ice conditions, but so far exercises have shown that it's really complicated and really difficult and maybe not satisfactory to this point. They're still working on it.
Keith Matheny's eye-opening story, Oil Spill High Waves, a Great Lakes Disaster Scenario, can be found at freep.com. Keith, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.